The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon after Resurrection Sunday. I hope you had a wonderful day celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. That's our day. Christmas is wonderful. Christmas is glorious, but Christmas would be meaningless without Easter, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray that you were in a church that celebrated fully the resurrection of Christ. Yesterday usually marks the biggest attendance day of the entire year, which is wonderful as long as the resurrection is proclaimed. And I would assume that the churches that almost all of you attend had a wonderful day of celebrating the literal, bodily, miraculous, supernatural resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we rejoice in that. Joy and I were at our home church, Genoa. And as I think I told you on Friday, no, I told you on Thursday, Easter is a bittersweet experience for Joy and I both, because for almost all of our adult life, I have preached on Easter Sunday. But since we began Cross Power Ministries, I'm preaching usually someplace almost every week, but not on the holidays because people don't want guest speakers on, Christmas, Easter, and so on. So in many ways, I'm just dying inside, wanting to preach on resurrection. And yet, what an incredible service we were a part of, one of their four weekend services. What an absolutely incredible service. And the take home from the sermon yesterday, it's all about the resurrection of Christ and so forth. But the difference between hoping for and hoping in, just a great thought. The difference between hoping for, there are so many things we hope for. We hope for things for our family, our career, our health. You know, we hope for that day when we finally retire. No idea when that will be. But we have hope for our kids and for our grandkids and for our marriages and for our finances. We have all of these hopes for. And none of those things are really important unless we hope in the finished work of Christ and the deity of Christ and the lordship of Christ. That's the only thing that really matters. Not what we hope for, but what we are hoping in. So hope that you had a wonderful Easter. Probably it's, for Joy and I, it's the first Easter that I remember ever in our 49 years of marriage, we were not with any family. No family for a whole host of reasons. And, you know, we weren't bummed out. You know, we'd prefer to be a family, but it just the way it worked out this year. But, and I won't and can't go into detail, but in two very specific ways, God just encouraged Joy and I in just a wonderful, wonderful way yesterday. And it was God saying, it's okay. I'm with you. It's okay, you know? And we're just very, very thankful and for the people that were involved in encouraging us. All right, we need to move our attention to Sri Lanka. Easter Sunday morning in Sri Lanka, an island off the coast of India. Had a horrible civil war several years ago, but things have been fairly calm. Predominantly Muslim nation. Christians make up less than 10% of the 20 million population. And yesterday morning, several churches, and it's kind of confusing as to the difference in reporting, somewhere between 3 to 9 churches, and I've read both, Christian churches, all Christian churches were attacked almost simultaneously, as well as several upscale hotels that were frequented by foreign tourists, including and even especially British and American tourists. And the death toll has risen over 300 people killed. Over 300 people killed and at least 500 wounded. Now, what you need to understand was the primary attack, the primary target, Christian churches. Now, you wouldn't know that from most of the reporting. Most of the reporting has omitted Christian churches and even American leaders, Barack Obama, Hillary and Bill Clinton, and several others expressed their grief, their sorrow, but they mentioned Easter worshipers. Not a word about Christians. Barack Obama said the attacks on tourists and Easter worshipers. Now, tourists were first, and they were not the primary attack, and that's not where most of the people died. Most of the people died in the churches. They were Christian churches. But Barack Obama says the attack on tourists and Easter worshipers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity. On a day devoted to love, redemption, and renewal, we pray for the victims and stand with the people of Sri Lanka. Not a word that these were Christians that were targeted. When you look at most of the major media sites, churches are mentioned, but not Christian churches, just churches in general. And then I think the worst of all, CNN, now they may have changed it now, but a couple of hours ago, I went to CNN.com, and big headline right across the top, Trump sues to block release of finances, and there is a big picture of Donald Trump, and under it, the president is going to court to try to stop House Democrats from obtaining his financial records. Right under that, Democrats set sights on Trump's finances. Right under that, Trump's stonewalling strategy, a challenge for House Democrats. And story after story after story about Donald Trump did this. And then a tiny little picture and a tiny little story. Sri Lanka attacks inspired by ISIS, U.S. official says. Yeah, tiny little story. Over 300 people dead, over 500 people wounded, the majority of them Christians, and CNN is obsessed with Donald Trump and his finances, not the people who died in these terrible attacks. Does that tell you anything about the priorities of the mainstream media, particularly CNN and some of the farther left-leaning news organizations? Huge headlines, Donald Trump. Big picture, Donald Trump. Tiny little picture and a couple of headlines. Oh, yeah. Some people died in Sri Lanka. Oh, my goodness. The obsession that the news media has with destroying Donald Trump even takes precedence over this unbelievable tragedy. Now, that was not the case when the Muslim mosque was bombed in New Zealand. I've got some more thoughts on that. And then you've got to hear the story about a Sunday school class that was basically wiped out in this bomb attack in Sri Lanka. Wait till you hear this. Oh, my goodness. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, my goodness. This story. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of powerful stories out of Sri Lanka after these bomb blasts. What you need to know, the primary target were Christians in Sri Lanka. The news media is not going to say that. They'll say churches. A few of them will say Christian churches, but most of the news media that I have seen emphasize the hotels, and that's tragic, terrible, the people who died at the hotels. But the primary target were Christian churches. And I want you to listen to this story. This is from today's Christian Post. Just minutes after expressing their willingness to die for Christ, half the children from one Sunday school class at Zion Church were killed in the Easter Sunday suicide bomb attacks in Sri Lanka. Quote, Today was an Easter Sunday school at the church, and we asked the children, how many of you are willing to die for Christ? Everyone in the class raised their hands. Minutes later, they came down to the main service, and the blast happened. Half of the children who had just raised their hands died on the spot. That's a quote from Caroline Mahindran, a Sunday school teacher at the church. According to, of all things, a Israeli news source. That's something. In Sunday school class, the teacher, hey, I've done that with teenagers, with groups of young people. Hey, how many of you really think you'd be willing to give your life for Christ? Teacher just asked that. Every child in the class raised their hand, and moments later, Sunday school was over. They went down to join the main service. That happens at many of your churches. Have children's church, Sunday school, and then the kids come into the main service. As they were coming down to the main service, one of the bombs went off and at least half of the children died. Again, this is in Sri Lanka, a nation of 20 million people, but less than 10% are Christians. The country is predominantly Muslim and Buddhist. And the government of Sri Lanka is very certain that the bombing was conducted by a radical Islamist group. In addition to that, more than 85 bomb detonators were found at the main Sri Lanka bus station after the attack. This is from a British source called Metro News. Sri Lankan police have found 87 bomb detonators at the main bus station in Sri Lanka. Officers made the discovery in the capital, Colombo, on Monday, a spokesman said, a day after suicide bombers attacked churches and hotels, killing 290 people and wounding about 500. And by the way, this is a lengthy news report from this British news source. It's 8 pages long. Not a word about the fact that these were Christian churches. Quote, a total of 9 bombings on Sunday killed at least 290 people, including at least 27 foreigners. Another 500 others were wounded in the blast. 8 Britons are believed to be among the dead. Officials said 24 suspects are in custody for questioning. And again, it's an 8-page story. And not a single word about the fact that these were Christian churches. Now, sadly, this should not surprise us. I hope it shocks us. But according to Open Doors USA, you ready for this? An average of 105 churches are burned or attacked every month around the world. Christian churches. On average, 105 churches are burned or attacked every single month. That is 3 every single day. An average of 345 Christians are killed for faith-related reasons every single month. Did you get that? 345 Christians, on average, are killed for faith-related reasons every single month. Now, when the Islamic mosque was bombed attacked in New Zealand, the news media went crazy, and rightfully so. It was a horrible tragedy, and the news media should have covered it extensively. But when it's Christians, not so much. Not so much. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.